Goodbye, Pine Ridge Mall.
And goodbye to those red lights on the windmills.
Another California fast food chain is coming to Idaho.
And Russia adds BYU to its bad list.
It's happening right here, right now, tonight on a brand new IFAF.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Welcome back and good evening, ungovernables, outliers, independent thinkers, freaks and geeks.
Dads with jokes.
Hit that like button. Subscribe, comment, rate, whatever you'd like to do to let the algorithm know you're into Idaho Falls infotainment, opinion, bad jokes, dad jokes. Hey, INL, how's that back to office relocation going?
Oh, wow. You know, I'm sure that considering that they're literally working with nuclear power, it's probably so high on the priority list.
We hear it ain't. That's just what we hear.
You know, and I would hope not, frankly. Because A, I think they have way better things to worry about. B, I don't think it's going to be as helpful as some people think it will be.
Well, and I don't want to seem like we're taking delight and pleasure in a failure, especially of East Idaho's biggest employer, and or the government, or both, as the case may be, and it is. But, you know, was it an unrealistic goal?
I would say, I mean, okay.
Our sources say yes.
Yeah, well, and timeline-wise, too. And also, I wouldn't necessarily call it a failure on the INL's part. It's really more just that it's not a priority, you know?
Right, and I hear that other factors are at play that they couldn't have predicted, like Doge cuts.
Yeah, right.
And, I don't know, Trump-Musk bitch fights.
Yeah.
It's been interesting the past few days, hasn't it?
I will say I have really liked all the little jokes that are like, oh, it's sad to see dads getting divorced during Pride Month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just wild.
Yeah.
Couldn't have predicted that. I mean, it didn't even, like, we all expected, I suppose, the honeymoon phase to end.
Sure,
yeah. But it went from, you know, wedding to honeymoon, straight to divorce.
Yeah.
Nasty divorce.
Yeah. Who was it? It was one of the...
What'd you do?
I feel like there was one of the Kardashians who like literally went on their honeymoon, immediately came back, and then got divorced. It was like a 2-week thing. I don't know. I could be wrong. I know it was some celebrity.
Things just don't last these days.
Some things don't.
You kids and your relationships these days don't know how to stay together.
Yeah, you know what? My grandparents were together their entire lives. See, the younger generation, they just don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Is the name Mike suddenly cool and new and hip and relatable and shit?
Is it?
The reason I ask is, you've heard of Mike's Hard.
Right.
Uh-huh. Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Yeah.
Mike's Hard Products, period.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And then there's Mike's Hot Honey.
Right, right.
That we've been talking about a lot lately.
Yes, right.
Because Red Robin smothers that on their pepperoni pizza.
So good.
I went and got a bottle.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'll drink that shit straight from the tap.
I know. We worked through that bottle so fast.
The little potato company.
Oh, which I love.
The genius idea that these guys thought of that, like, I mean, everybody in the food industry went, facepalm.
Right.
And was like, why didn't we think of that first?
Yeah, the fact that Idahoan didn't do that before them, y'all slipping.
Yeah, or Ida.
Yeah, right, right.
So they, you know, they've got rosemary and herb and garlic and herb and special garden shit.
Right.
And then they just came out with hot honey.
Yes, yeah, which are pretty good.
They're fantastic. Your lips get a little tingly.
Yeah, I do think that those ones don't go with as many meals as like the garlic and herb, which is super classic, but still very good.
So Mike's Hard, Mike's Hot, and Mike's Amazing, apparently. Check out this new ad with, you know, George from Seinfeld.
How's the tilapia?
Never ought to dine a tilapia, babe.
You never ought to dine a tilapia.
Oh, never!
Ew, never.
Never.
Big mistake!
When there's Mike's Amazing, you get the BLT, huh?
You get the BLT!
Get the BLT.
Get the BLT.
I got the BLT.
Not you.
Enjoy, babe. Don't eat the mince, they're gross.
That's Jason Alexander playing 8 different characters.
And he's pretty good at it, too.
He's so great.
Yeah, you know, though, it kind of reminds me a lot of like those TikTok skits where it's the same person playing all of the parts.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder if that's where they got the inspiration.
Right, which makes sense too, because why pay eight guys when you could pay one?
Right.
Yeah.
Especially somebody as talented as Jason Alexander.
Yeah. Now, that being said, I'm going to shrink your head just a little.
Okay.
I don't know if it's necessarily because the name Mike is suddenly in vogue. I think it's because it's the guy you invite to every barbecue, you know, kind of like Average Joe.
Yes, right. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that outside of the names like Joe and John,
I'll take it.
Mike is kind of the like standard dude.
as long as it's not like Becky.
Right, right.
Right, because we all know that Becky is basic. Becky goes all the way back to, oh my God. Becky, look at that butt, yes, right? Doesn't it?
Exactly. Yeah.
Becky with the good hair.
Yes.
Anyway. So yeah, as long as Mike isn't like the male equivalent of.
Right. Which I don't think he is.
And as long as it's not the male equivalent of a Karen.
Yeah, no. I think that most people are calling that a Kevin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kevin.
I know.
But yeah, as long as Mike is an affable, easygoing guy, I'm just wondering if I can capitalize on this.
Yeah, I wonder if you could.
Hard, hot, amazing. I mean, that's pretty much every innuendo in the pantry. What can I do? How can I capitalize on this?
Maybe like I feel like it needs to be like marvelous, like some alliteration, like
Marvelous Miss Maisel.
Mike's Marvelous Mustard.
Mustard.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now hear me out. Here's
I was
the
thinking
other thing.
Mike's Spicy Sausage.
That's pretty good too. I like that. Now that being said, the other great thing about it being a mustard is that then you can join all the other Mikes at the barbecue with their hard lemonades and their hot honey and stuff like that.
That's what you need to do. Mike's hard, hot, and amazing. I'll need to get together for like a barbecue pack.
Right, right. You could have a Mike's themed barbecue where you only invite Mike's and you only bring Mike's products.
Yeah, along with Mike's gummy pops or whatever I end up doing.
Yeah. That's the move.
All right. I'm pretty sure we've unintentionally but maybe deliberately tanked the views for our last three episodes.
I know. We've been naughty, I guess.
Getting funky with the thumbnail titles.
Whoops.
Last episode was just us with the gummy pops in our mouths. Innocently enough.
Yeah.
Sucking on these things like you do in the summer.
Yeah. Sorry that we're enjoying a popsicle.
And just the title, We Suck.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
You know, I actually thought, should that be our thing? You know, every podcast needs a thing. Should that be our thing? Like every episode we suck on something.
Oh. I feel like that's going to get old quick.
Right?
I guess we'll see. You know what? Let's see how long we can keep the streak going without fully committing to it. And do you want to know something that I keep meaning to bring up?
Huh.
So since you're mentioning how we keep tanking ourselves with our thumbnails.
Yeah.
I think the one that it really started on was Latinx Penix.
Yes. That was three episodes ago or so.
Right. Uh-huh. So
It was just a bad idea.
Well, and the dumb thing is, after the episode came out and I was rewatching it, I was watching that clip of him spray painting it, and I realized he's not writing Penix, he's writing Phoenix.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, which by the way,
I stand corrected.
Which I only realized because I looked at the tags, but also that's a very P looking F, if you ask me. Yeah. Whatever. It is what it is.
I think we already determined that was it Doughboy 909's kind of an idiot.
Well, and you know what? I think Phoenix is funnier, so suck on that.
Next up, sometimes I feel when you no. Next up, sometimes I wonder, Carl, if we're the only ones. When we get a little out of control, are we the only ones? You'll see what I'm referring to when I play this clip from a TikToker. This clip is titled Every Episode of the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Here we go.
Did you have an orgy while I was in the hospital giving birth to our baby? I need a soda. This could be the end of mom talk. I'm only telling you this because I'm a girl's girl. Your husband buys my used underwear.
What?
Please don't be mad. It is my only source of income right now.
Is this cute?
What's the occasion?
A baby shower.
You should really change.
Okay, well, you should divorce your gay husband, you slut. I'm not changing. We are activists, okay? We are here to show Mormon women that they are allowed to hire male strippers. In my faith, you put your marriage first.
What are you looking for?
Did you take my Ziploc bag of ketamine? I'm in jail. I need you to pick me up. My kids are my everything.
I don't think I've ever seen your kids.
See, here's my baby.
That's just more soda.
Okay, stop being a bitch.
So, no, it's not just us. Hilarious. Well done.
Right. Not just us doing the horrible things, I hope is not what you mean.
It's not just us making real fun of these people that deserve it. Absolutely 100% deserve
it. Right, right. Well, and you know what? Okay, so I was thinking about it. And the thing is, of course the people on TV aren't good people. Because if they were good people, they wouldn't be interesting enough to put on TV.
Yeah.
You know? It's so much harder to be a good person and be interesting enough for TV.
Yeah.
You know?
Good point.
Yeah. Like, that usually takes, like, feats of athleticism or, like, you know, some really cool charitable works.
Are you saying that maybe we need to follow that example and...
I mean,
I'd be terrible. The more terrible we are, the more interesting we are.
You know, the thing is, I think that we naturally end up being flawed human beings. Yeah. So I don't think we need to work harder at it. Yeah. I'd like to be more like the, you know, people so interesting that it's okay that they're good, rather than the people who are so bad that it's interesting.
Yeah.
Types. You know, but we can only do so much. We are but imperfect beings.
Please.
Yeah.
Next up, cat buttholes.
Can this I also point out really quick that I love that they're talking about ketamine in that one? That's been such a big talking point.
I need to put that on my list of drugs to do at least once.
Mike, I swear, it's like you're trying to be the other type of person on TV.
Okay. This is from Corpse Flowers Studio on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Got a video of her cat sitting on a glass table.
Oh.
People often wonder when a cat sits down whether or not their butthole is touching the surface that they're sitting on. Here I have a unique opportunity to show you. My cat is sitting on a glass surface right now. Let me move the phone under the table so you can see. In fact, you can barely even see her butthole at all. There's a lot of fur covering it, and it's actually at least an inch away from the surface of the glass. She is sitting normally, as you can see. I hope this helps.
That does help.
I'm relieved a little bit.
And now that you mention it, that is kind of a better way to have done that experiment.
Right.
Although it would be a lot harder to do a soft surface with that experiment.
Yes.
Yeah.
A see-through soft surface. I'm not sure what that would be.
Yeah, I don't know what that would be either. Yeah.
Cellophane. Cool.
Floaty? I don't know. I can't think of it yet.
Yeah. Saran wrap.
Right.
Why do we use such old-fashioned names for plastic wrap?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Cling film?
Yeah.
I like that one. I think that's fun. But anyway, I think it's great that she filmed that video. And I love that more and more people are interested in whether or not cat buttholes touch every surface that they touch.
Right. Although I feel like
they sit on.
We do live in such an antiseptic society with I've got, you know, a roll of Clorox wipes in every kitchen, bathroom, you know?
Yeah. Every gross room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know
room
what?
Where things could get gross.
Right. And you know, it does make more sense.
Especially the bedroom, you know. Yes.
And you know, it does make a lot more sense that their buttholes don't actually touch the surface that they sit on. Because like, from a biological standpoint, that seems like a really good way for germs to get into your body easier.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, just like humans, like our buttholes don't touch everything we sit on, unless there's something horribly, horribly wrong with you.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But like, that's why we got them cheeks.
Uh-huh.
It's to keep our buttholes elevated so that they don't touch the ground all the time and get bacteria and stuff inside of them.
Is that why, Dr. Carl?
I mean, no, it's not the only reason why. But you know what? I think it's a fun extra coinky dink.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple of rapid fire things. You know that House bill that was just sort of a movement that turned into a law suddenly?
Oh, okay.
It's effective on July 1st. The windmill lights, talking about those.
Oh, right. Okay. I was
red
waiting to know which bill
hill.
Specifically you were talking about.
I'm sorry. It was the wrong setup. I put the cart before the horse.
You're good.
Anyway, the end the red light district movement.
Which
has...
I'm sorry. That's just such a bad name for that bill. Because red light district means something very different.
It's catchy. It gets stuck in your head.
Sure.
It goes into effect July 1st. So that's in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and also, how great is it that that's going to happen before the 4th of July when you want less light pollution so you can enjoy the fireworks?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very thoughtful.
I am waiting for the moment, though. Driving east at night and it's nice and dark and suddenly, boom.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, must be a plane nearby.
Oof. It's going to be kind of spooky, I feel.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what? Here's the thing. The red lights are spooky anyway. Like, anything red in the darkness feels eerie.
Yeah.
You know?
I know what you mean.
But, like, them blinking sort of whenever, while spooky, felt at least rhythmic, so you could sort of anticipate it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if they just come on all at once as a plane flies over, honestly, I feel like that's going to freak me out more.
And will they come on at the same, will they all turn on at the same time?
Or will it sort of be like a wave effect?
A wave effect?
Yeah.
Or will they turn on in this, in the point in the cycle that they were when they turned off?
Right.
How's that going to work?
Yeah. How blinky are they going to, and are they going to stay on the whole time the plane's above them? Or is it going to still blink? So.
I think when the plane is still in proximity, that because that's how that works. I think that's how what we explained last time.
Hmm. Oh.
Pine Ridge Mall is no more. The wrecking ball. Well, it came in like a wrecking ball 1 week ago, last Monday.
Bummer.
Last of the Pine Ridge Mall merchants moved out. The heart of the mall, including interior corner, now fenced off with big construction equipment. Full-scale demolition to make room for what will be their new Target Superstore and open-air shopping center. So a strip mall.
Okay.
Going to tear down the indoor mall.
Which sucks for Idaho.
Yeah.
Like,
right?
Yeah. Like, here's the thing. The City Creek Mall in Salt Lake City is one of our favorite places to go shop if we're down there. You know, it's fun. It's got like some little indoor and outdoor sections. And specifically, there's that big courtyard with the tree and the Tiffany's and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, and the fountain.
Yeah, right. And while that is very cool, I'm sorry, but if I'm shopping and I've got arms full of bags, I don't really want to be going in and out of doors all the time.
Yeah.
Because that means that I have to either keep my jacket on and boil half the time or keep my jacket off and freeze half the time. You know, like I want to know what temperature I'm getting into and for how long of a period I'm going to be in that temperature.
Right. Yeah. I too like knowing if I'm going to go jacket on or jacket off.
Michael.
So anyway, thought we could get past that. So anyway, yeah, sort of an end of an era and bye bye Pine Ridge Mall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Goodbye Pine Ridge Mall. Even though I never shopped you at all.
You know, I went once or twice and it was sad both times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, though, I am kind of sad to see the era of the mall dying because malls were frankly cool. And I kind of think they still are, you know, like it was cool that you could go to one place. You could spend hours there if you wanted. You could walk around a window shop, go to an arcade, get a soft pretzel. You know, like I can't think of anywhere else that offers that sort of experience, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember when Grand Teton Mall opened in 1984 and Back to the Future came out, I think the next year.
Sick.
With a very similar looking mall in the background with Doc and Marty and the remote control of the DeLorean and it hit 88 miles an hour.
And basically, instead of pine trees, we have mountains on ours. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's pretty sick, honestly. That's cool.
And now, but it is interesting to see what happens to mall stores. Especially, like malls usually had like three, four anchor stores.
About four anchor stores, yeah.
Yeah, so we had, like, okay, just Grand Teton Mall, speaking. Dillard's on one side used to be ZCMI.
Right.
That's the second time in a couple of episodes that I've said ZCMI. all right, but also, then on the other side, Macy's. Then
Sears.
Sears.
Uh-huh. And JCPenney.
Yeah, JCPenney.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And now Sears is gone. Macy's is gone.
Mm-hmm.
But is it Alturas Academy? What school is now in
Alturas.
There? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So.
Which I actually kind of like the reallocation of spaces like that for things like schools.
For sure.
And as someone who worked in the mall while Alturas was there,
mm-hmm.
as an employee, I hated it. Because then school would get out and you'd have a whole bunch of kids unsupervised with their backpacks just hurtling through and being assholes.
I see your point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, there's that. But even Like, even that, I think, is better than seeing the whole mall close down. Because as a shopper, there are so many times when I'll be like, man, I really need this one item, like a black skinny waist belt or something, which is just niche enough that you can't just go to Walmart or Target and buy it.
Right.
But, like, that way you can just go to the mall and, like, go to store after store without having to get in your car and drive to the next place.
I do predict, because I know that Amazon isn't going to be able to give us everything
right
away.
Mm-hmm.
And if we need something, I mean, they're getting really close. I mean,
pretty close, in some markets,
they offer same day delivery.
Right, right.
So you can have any item available in the world at your door later the day you think about it.
Right. That's pretty cool.
Close-ish.
Yeah.
And... you know, sometimes if it's something you need to feel.
Right.
Or try on.
Right.
There's still got to be stores for that. So are we just going to have a bunch of general stores?
Yeah, I'm starting to wonder.
In every neighborhood? Is that what it's going to end up looking like?
Walkable neighborhoods would be nice. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. You know, it would be nice to be able to just run to the store at the corner and get, like, the general basics that you need.
Yeah.
But also... you know, that it's so hard for stores like that to have enough of the stock for you to try, like pants, for example. You know, one community, you probably need like 50 different pairs of pants, you know, and that's just like sizes. We're not even talking about different styles.
Right.
You know, so that's tough. I don't know.
Yeah. And it doesn't make sense to the retailer to not play the hits and stock the things that most people are going to buy. So, yeah, will specialty stores even exist? I don't. We'll see. Yeah. You remember how excited we were when In-N-Out came to Boise?
Right.
Another famous California fast food chain is coming to, well, Idaho, the Boise area.
Okay, nice.
One in Nampa, one in Meridian. Yes, ladies and gents, it's El Pollo Loco.
Hey, there we go.
Yeah.
I'm sure we've got some kind of like knockoff or like, you know, it's named the same thing, but not the same place type of restaurants around here.
Right.
But yeah.
I know that's Spanish for the crazy chicken.
Yeah, basically.
And I know that Brad Pitt famously worked there as a mascot.
Oh, funny.
Before his acting career took off.
Well, I mean, really, that was the start of his acting career if he was the mascot.
If you think about it.
Yeah.
But I've never actually eaten there. I wonder what it's like.
Yeah. I mean, it's a crazy chicken restaurant. I have to assume that it's not dissimilar from other chicken restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It is kind of nice to see another. So here's the thing. If we're going to take the Californian people, it's nice to see some of the fun things they've got in California coming here, too.
Yeah. You know, honestly?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, Californians, bring some cool shit here.
Yeah, right, right. Like, if you're coming anyway, you know, kind of like when you call your friend, you know, as they're coming to your party, like, hey, if you're stopping to pick up this, can you pick up that, too? Yeah.
I miss Jill's Chicken Shack.
Oh, me too. But, you know, I've been hearing some rumors about what's going to go in that building.
Yeah?
Apparently, there's some place called the Society Table going in.
Okay.
I don't know how confirmed this is, but I've been seeing it a little on socials.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of think that it might be sort of a like play on like Relief Society or something like that.
Okay.
Like,
will they have funeral potatoes?
If they don't, that would be such a shame. Uh-huh. But I kind of wonder if that was sort of the joke. Like, if they were going with, like, oh, it's just like your mom's cooking or like all the best church ladies that got together and created a nice little place for you to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, it's definitely going to be a very different vibe, I think, than Ernie's.
Yeah.
The OG that was there forever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Until it wasn't forever.
Society Table.
Yeah, I like it, though. I think that's, A, a great name, and B, if it is what I think it is, which is Relief Society-style cooking, great concept, especially for the area.
I thought it was like a society, you know, like a...
Right, like high tea and
drinkies
stuff.
Out with your pinkies out.
Yeah.
Now I said pinkies out.
Well, depends on how pink it is.
Oh, God. Oh, didn't you say you saw, like, funeral potatoes in a store somewhere? Oh,
yes. So, while I was out picking up our treat time for today, I stopped at Country Corner, and I was looking...
We love you, Country Corner.
Yeah, I was looking down one of the aisles, and I noticed a thing of bagged funeral potatoes. Like like a take-home-and-bake style, like a boxed mac and cheese... Like boxed mac and cheese, bagged funeral potatoes.
If we ever like run out of treat time, maybe we need to try. This is absolutely going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we could suck every episode.
It's got to. Oh, there we go.
I mean, other than, you know,
yeah,
with what we do and say and how we are.
Right.
speaking of restaurants, I guess Big Judd's opened up at Kelly Canyon for the summer.
Oh.
So you can cruise up to Kelly Canyon, do a little hiking.
Oh, cool.
Work up an appetite.
Yeah, get a big ass burger.
Eat a big old Big Judd.
Yeah.
Well, they were so excited that they wanted to sort of show off how they make their fresh cut fries.
Okay.
In a since deleted video.
Oh. Man, how bad is it?
We've got it.
Because of course we do.
Hey, listen.
The internet is forever, kids.
And I do want to just thank our friends and cohorts. We probably will. We need to start an IFAF net.
Yeah, right.
Hey, did you see this? You know, like a Discord or like everybody. Let's all watch each other's back. So if it gets posted but then rapidly deleted, it ends up here on this show.
Yes, I love
we do
that.
Need to get that kind of vibe going. So anyway, here's Big Judd's, proud of their homemade French fries. You'll see in this video, if you're just listening, I'll sort of narrate what's going on. Mm-hmm. There's a big old 5-gallon bucket in a sink, and one of those things that, you know, you put a potato in, pull down on, and it shoots it out the end.
Right.
And all but the second pull on this thing, the fries are making it more into the sink than in the bucket.
Yeah.
So here are all the comments of people pointing that out. Now, I'm not sure who posted the video or what the hell they were thinking.
Right, right.
Or what kind of standards they have for food that they enjoy. But
how clean are their sinks is what I want to know.
Honestly, Big Judd's, I think you need to put sink fries on the menu.
I think that's funny.
Everything you know, but the kitchen sink?
There we go.
Everything including a little sink
everything
stink?
In the kitchen sink? Yeah. Yeah. Now, that being said, this is such a simple fix.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is hang a little hook on the wall right underneath the thing so you can hang the bucket up underneath it.
Yes.
And I mean, it doesn't have to be expensive. It'd work just fine.
Kylie Morgan, problem solver.
I am really good at solving problems.
Although I just want to say, and I had to look it up, you know the hot oil they use to fry French fries?
Sure.
350 to 375 degrees.
Okay.
If it's less than 350, they're going to be greasy fries. If it's over 375, they're going to be burnt.
Okay.
But I would just say that's hot enough to kill any sink,
right?
Anything.
Sink bacteria, sure.
Yeah.
But also...
meaning... I'd still hit it.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. Well, and I guess it depends also on what the next part of the process is.
Yeah.
You know, have they already rinsed these potatoes and they're, right. you know, going straight into the fryer? Or are they going to rinse the potatoes after they cut the potatoes? You know?
Clorox wipe them.
Jeez Louise. That's your solution to everything. And it's not always the move, Mike.
We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike Helps Idaho. And when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
When it's time to sell your home, make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Lincoln Post. And check out our brand new listing at 3215 Sunnybrook Lane in Idaho Falls.
Ladies, go thrifting for spring at Elsie's Closet, upscale resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on blouses, sweaters, dresses, boots, and jewelry, knit cardigans, layering pieces, and bags. And now featuring Bumble and Bleat Soapery.
Elsie's Closet. Find trendy, sustainable fashion that's budget-friendly. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Do you want to feed your family locally raised beef? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound ground beef bundles to grill for your family.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
Virgin River Land and Cattle Company proudly ships to 5 states, Idaho, Utah, Montana, Oregon, Wyoming, and Nevada. Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month or their Crazy Fast Gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out TetonT-shirts.com. These exclusive designs aren't available in gift shops.
Head to TetonT-shirts.com. Link in post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
It's Idaho's Go Go Talk Show. IFAF, Idaho Falls.
Did you ever watch that 70s show back in the day?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Do you remember the little scene, like the scene intros that they would do?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know what? One of these days when we get a better budget underneath us, we should totally film some of those go with that, because that would be fun.
They kind of remind me of the, and I don't know which came first, the That 70s Show scene segues or the Austin Powers movies. Remember?
Yes. Yes.
And he was like,
yeah, those were fun though.
Yeah.
Also, it could be a really fun little 60s costume moment. And I'm just saying, I think we would have a blast.
Could do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally do that. Yeah, those jingles are from the 60s.
Yeah, which is why it's so perfect for that.
So I'm assuming this is the Idaho Potato Commission. Mm-hmm. I got an ad in my feed for famous Idaho potatoes.
Okay.
And it shows a potato, an anthropomorphized potato.
Okay.
In a vehicle.
Did it look like it was AI?
You know, no, it looks like they actually got a legit artist to do it.
Okay. All right. So they had some money behind this.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not saying it was good.
All right.
Groundbreaking enough. Or anything.
Uh-huh.
But I guess their potato mascot or something. Uh-huh. It's called Spuddy.
Oh, I like that.
I like Spuddy.
Yeah, a little Spud Buddy. That's cute. Spuddy.
Hey, Life in Idaho Falls admin, is that what you... Do they still have their AI? I haven't used that ever since it came out. I used it once.
Beats me.
And I did it for ego surfing. Tell me about Idaho Falls podcast. Oh, you mean IFAF. Magnus and Carly Morgan. Yeah. But I haven't used it yet since.
Yeah, I haven't used it. Huh. You know what? I really have been trying a little harder to get into AI. But for me, it's like pulling teeth.
Mm.
You know, I don't know what it is, like if it's that I just like having control over the thing more, or I feel like there's a better, like I feel like I already know how to do it, so I'm just going to do it the way I think it should be done. But it has been really hard for me to relinquish that control enough to start using AI to like do stuff.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, the IFAF AI episode for the month of May, the recap for May.
Right.
May episodes is notably absent from your feed. And maybe we'll do it. Maybe we won't. I don't know.
We'll see. Yeah.
I do like the voice function on ChatGPT.
Right.
When I'm chopping, making dinner, sometimes driving and have a question, I'll just open it up, start talking.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Which is pretty cool. I don't think it's worth $20 a month, but that's just me.
Yeah. So back to Spuddy. It says, this might be to promote the giant Idaho potato truck that's coming through town.
Oh, right. Okay.
Says, Spuddy's got the top down and a new plate that turns heads.
Okay.
And the license plate is HOTPT80.
Hot potato.
Hey.
That's cute. I like that.
Top comments? There's two potatoes standing on a street corner. How do you know which one is the prostitute? Do you know this one?
No.
The one that says Idaho.
That's funny. I like that.
And then somebody else commented, now put it to the tune of Hot to Go.
That's what I did. As you were spelling it, that's exactly what went through my head.
H-O-T-P-T-8-O. It works.
It does. It does. And also, I genuinely had to work really hard to listen to what you were saying because I was worried that I was going to miss it because I was singing that in my head. Oh, and I think you would do the A like this.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, maybe like bring it up more so.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Just came up with that on the fly.
Well, thanks a lot. I'm assuming Idaho Potato Commission, but it actually doesn't say what it's an ad for.
Okay.
It's just got a picture of Spuddy in a...
I guess we could Google who Spuddy the who Spuddy is the mascot for.
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be a quick solution, in my opinion.
Or ask ChatGPT-8-0.
Yeah, right? Oh, I like that.
Yeah, if they have a really dumbed down version of ChatGPT, it'd be ChatGPT-8-0.
Right, that's funny. And the images are potato.
Give you all potato images. Oh, here's something we missed, and it's just kind of interesting.
Okay.
I wouldn't say cool. I wouldn't say even dramatic, but just kind of interesting. This happened in April in Utah. Closed down southbound I-15 for an entire day near Farmington. This is dash cam footage. Let's roll it. So you're seeing dash cam footage from a semi that ends up crashing and forcing the complete closure of I-15. This is how it happened. Watch the Honda in the lane left to it. The Honda cuts it off at the Legacy Parkway exit and womp womp.
Wow.
As did the kids figure say. Out
who the guy in the Honda was?
No, the guy drove off and he's still at large.
Okay, but also, like, license plates are a thing.
Oh, yeah.
You think that we could figure this out?
Well, and that's the story I read from April, so maybe.
Okay, fair enough.
The case has been solved by then.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Okay.
If not, we need to bring this Honda to justice.
Yeah,
send it to a landfill.
Yeah. Dick.
Just, you know what? And that's the thing. So many accidents are caused by people just not paying attention and not being aware of their damn surroundings.
Well, and I look at this semi and I go, you didn't need to do that.
Well, I mean, mate, you don't think?
Should have just run that damn Honda right over there.
Well, but also, like, I would much rather cars get hurt than people.
Yeah.
You know, so.
You're right. You're right. The driver reflexively went, oh, no, I don't want to.
Right. Bummer, though.
Still a bummer. Yeah.
Yeah.
The tag and go invasion of East Idaho.
Yeah, I've been seeing that happening.
Has been fast and furious. Mm-hmm. Some might even say too fast.
Yeah.
And too furious.
I agree.
No, but I was really impressed. I was in Rigby.
Oh, yeah.
The other day, and I saw how fast they've already changed the signs there.
Yeah, I've already seen like two locations that have it changed already. And I'm so sad because I really liked the little rubber ducky mascot. Like,
sure.
The signage was much cuter. This tag and go looks dumb. Just saying.
I don't know. I'm willing to give them a shot.
Okay, but their logo is objectively not as good. Again, you can't be a rubber ducky.
When new people come to town, I don't want to be the... It's sure. Back the way you came kind of guy.
All right. Fair.
That said, they posted this. Tag and Go isn't a big chain car wash. We're families who live and work alongside you in southeastern Idaho. So let's take that step by step here.
Yeah.
Tag and Go isn't a big chain car wash. Dude, you've got 23... Right. Locations between St. George and Rexburg.
Do you not know what the definition of a chain is?
The biggest car wash chain in Idaho is in Boise, and they have 16. Okay.
Wow.
Moving on. So I'll let you decide if that statement is correct or not. Moving on. We're families who live and work alongside you in southeastern Idaho. We call it East Idaho.
Yeah.
Okay, some people say southeast Idaho.
Right.
Some people say eastern Idaho.
But everyone knows that there's no northeast Idaho.
Have I drifted really dangerously close to...
Sure.
It's back the way you came. But are you? Now, when you say we're families who live and work alongside you in southeastern Idaho, do you mean the people that work for you or do you mean you?
Right.
I know one of the guys that started Tag and Go, like mm-hmm. he did rodeo in Idaho and he's got ties.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, you know, I don't want to start too much of a Utah-Idaho rivalry.
Sure.
On one such occasion, when I moved to Salt Lake during my previous life, I had just gotten my plates changed to Utah plates.
Right.
Drove back up to Idaho for the weekend to grab some shit. Was on my way back to Salt Lake, downtown, right by the water tower. I don't know if I sped up to pass a light or something, but some dude came up to me at the next light and went, "Go back to Utah."
Well, clearly you were driving like a dick then.
Maybe.
Just kidding.
But I just wanted to.
Yeah, right. It's like I'm not even from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. I
just put my plates on.
Right. But yeah. I don't know. And even if they are talking about like the family, like the franchisee's family and stuff, like, I don't know. It just feels so disingenuous. And frankly, I hate every workplace. It's like, we're a family here. No, you're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
If a worker, we have a family environment here. We treat each other. Mm-hmm. No, you don't.
Well, and
I am exchanging my time and ability for your money.
Yeah, right.
That's all this is.
Well, and for some people, being treated like family is not a good thing.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
There are some real toxic families out there.
That family's a bunch of sons of bitches.
Yeah, right. That's why I don't talk to those
families. Are forever. No thanks.
Yeah, right. There are some people who would actually choose to opt out. How does that work exactly?
Yeah, when I go up there and I don't want them.
Well, the nice thing is, so long as you're in a different part of heaven, so if you're the good one and they're all the bad ones, you don't have to go visit them.
I hate to say this, but it's a great segue into our next bit.
Oh, really?
Let's talk about BYU and BYU Idaho, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
The Russian government has blacklisted BYU. They did this on April 29th. Okay. What does that mean? They designated BYU as a, quote, undesirable organization. What does that mean? Under Russian law, individuals found to be affiliated with undesirable organizations face up to 4 years in prison. Just what does that mean? Mormon missionaries?
Right.
BYU students studying Russian abroad?
Yeah. Okay. That's what I'm trying to figure out is like, how affiliated are we talking? Are we talking prison? Like the dean of the school or are we talking like a student?
Yeah.
You know, or yeah, like you were saying, Mormon missionaries.
Or somebody wearing a shirt.
Yeah. Right. Can you imagine some like Utah dad goes to Russia on vacation wearing his BYU shirt?
I've always wanted to see the Kremlin.
Oh my goodness. That'd be rough.
It's unclear if the designation would affect BYU Idaho. As well.
Okay. Well, and what about BYU Hawaii?
Yeah.
Probably not, because they probably would love any excuse to go visit Hawaii. Yeah. Well, and also, what's the phrase you always say? Like,
to be despised by the despicable is just as good as being admired by the admirable.
Right. And we all know the Russians are up to some shady shit.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Is BYU going to take this as a compliment?
Yeah. I kind of wonder.
Yeah.
Now, right. And I also kind of get where they could be coming from because, you know, where the school is so heavily involved with the church, some of their like academic studies and stuff are probably somewhat influenced by that. So I could see maybe not wanting to necessarily, like, I would see it taking some of their academic papers and advice with a grain of salt.
Yeah, I don't know.
If there's much of a religious angle to it. Oh.
I do know this. Here comes another. Can you believe we're going to do three BYU stories?
Oh, really?
Right now, that was one.
All right. Let's go for two.
Russian no likey. Slammer for 4 years.
Bummer.
They'll stick you in the Gulag Archipelago.
What?
Literally.
And I kind of wonder, too, like, what about the previous, like, what about
read Russian- your Stolzenitsyn, BYU students.
What about, like, Russian citizens who went and studied there and then came back before this all happened? Do you think that they're going to get in trouble? Like, is it retro? I just wonder how retroactive this is.
Come at me, bro. Come at me, Rusky.
Well, Red Danya.
Yeah. Yeah. Wolverines. So I have I'm a theater nerd.
Sure. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And I noticed that there were some theater nerd teacher friends of mine kind of posting the same article and bemoaning the fact that BYU Idaho is, what are they doing? There are programs that are under review.
Oh, okay.
Now that could be anything innocent from restructuring or consolidation to discontinuation of College of Visual and Performing Arts classes like fine arts, illustration, graphic design, art education, composite, music BA, music BMA, music performance, musical education, composite, dance, and theater studies.
Oh, I hope not. Especially because their theater department is one of the best.
Yeah.
They're incredibly good.
Don't they have the comedians from BYU?
Right.
Studio C or whatever?
Yeah, exactly.
I thought I saw they had a bit with Will Forte or something. Or did I get that conflated? But
I'm not sure, but...
And that's BYU, not BYU Idaho.
Right, sure.
But
still.
The hell, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not everybody can go to the Playmill and get their education there.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, we need to go to the new location.
I know,
somewhere.
I really want to.
I know.
I want to go before the Little Mermaid's done.
We will, okay.
Okay.
Oh, I know a couple of the kids in it.
Yeah.
So that's the second BYU-related thing. And then I was just going to bring up, maybe this has something to do with how Russia feels about him, doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the same school now that has the musket fire speech that's required reading. Did you know about this?
Remind me?
They made a big stink about this last year.
Okay.
BYU requiring incoming students to read the controversial musket fire speech.
Okay.
It's a 2021 address by Latter-day Saints religious leader and former BYU president Jeffrey R. Holland.
Okay, I had a feeling it was Holland.
Okay. About how marriage is the union of a man and a woman, and it calls on its members to defend its teachings with musket fire.
A terrible outdated weapon. All right. Sounds like.
So that sounds pretty. Well,
outdated weapons for outdated morals.
Any religion that says, well, we believe the truth, and if you don't like it, pew, pew.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'm exaggerating, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm making light. I don't think that's what the musket fire speech says.
Yes. Yeah.
We're going to start firing our guns.
Right.
Like grandpa saying,
why it's controversial.
It's not a direct threat. It's like on road trips when my grandpa used to say, I'm going to send my hand flying back there and I don't care who it hits.
Right. Yeah.
So, okay. So often on this show, we'll tell you where we went physically this week.
Like Brushbuck Wildlife Tours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This time around, we're going to tell you where we went digitally.
Yes.
This week.
And then what came physically to us.
We made a new internet friend.
Yeah.
Kat from Crafty Slaughter, LLC.
Right.
Find her on Instagram, TikTok. All of her links, or maybe a link to her link page, will be in this post.
Mm-hmm.
So as we're talking, you can maybe head there and check her out yourself.
Yeah, do a little shopping.
Yeah. Get some ASMR.
Yes.
She's got a great voice.
She does. She has a really great voice.
But that's
it's nice watching her make the soaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We went to her because Carly has pretty sensitive skin.
I do. I get this really bad kind of rash, especially on my face.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know what always causes it. But when I was a kid, I had a really bad eczema, like around my mouth especially. So it's nice being able to go somewhere that actually like caters specifically to sensitive skin.
So we've got a gal right here in East Idaho who's sort of become an expert herself, I think, because of her own sensitive skin issues with did I read third degree burns from the sun?
Yes, third degree sunburns.
Yikes.
Yeah, and acne too, she mentioned.
Right.
Yeah, which I don't know if we ever showed that picture of me from when I was a teenager on here. But
no, we never did.
Oh, maybe we should because it was horrible.
Well,
I was
get it to me this time and we'll get it on.
I was such a sad little pie face kid and like just zit central. Like I always had the worst skin.
So Kat's kind of figured it out and she realized, well, by solving my problem, I wonder if other people. And she's got quite the following, at least on Instagram and TikTok, where we've followed her and we think you should too.
Mm-hmm.
But she's just got do you call them clean soaps? I mean, they're just very right. few ingredients. You can mm-hmm. watch her make them on her channel.
Which is pretty cool.
But what you can't do is smell them.
Yeah.
And they're fantastic.
They are. They are. But yeah, so she sent us some of her products so that we could try them out. I know that we got like the cashmere body oil. We got a couple of different car diffusers. One thing that I loved about those, by the way, is that so I ordered one for me and one for you, basically. Mm-hmm. And the one that was in the one for you was in a bottle that looked like something you would have. It was like this black square bottle. And then the one for me was in this cute little white diamond bottle, you know.
Which and mine is lemon matches. Pound cake.
Which is like your favorite thing.
Which, I mean, seriously, Kat, Carly made one of those for my birthday.
Yes.
Last year.
Right, right. So yeah. That was just perfect. She also sent us a huge thing from her Pride selection, which I thought was so fun.
Got a cool Pride Month collection that... Mm-hmm. The Fruit Loops one smells so good.
I love the Fruity Loops one. And I think it's kind of funny because it feels like a little bit of a reclamation of the word fruity.
Yeah.
You know, right? I thought that was a cool, fun little pun. Plus, I liked that one specifically was like that very kind of lavendery purple color. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, like maybe a lilac.
Yeah, the Pride Month color.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it was very purple is the point.
Can I just say my favorite thing? What was that? Mary Mint?
Oh, yeah. The Mary Mint bath soap. And the cool thing about it is that it's got powdered goat milk in it, which I love for a bath because it makes your skin so soft.
I'm not a bath guy, but can I just use it on my hands? Can I just...
if you wanted to, yeah.
I want
to... Oh, my God.
Do that.
Leo would not leave you alone yeah. if you did. Yeah.
Carly's cat, Leo, he's an orange cat. He only has one brain cell that he shares with other orange cats.
Right.
He loves mint. He hasn't had
a turn to in a long time.
He loves mint.
He does.
He's like, if you have a mint in his mouth, he will find you.
Oh, he will stick his entire face in your mouth.
If you're on the couch just staring at your phone with the mint.
Yeah. All of a sudden you're staring deep into his eyes uh-huh. as he examines what you got going on up in there.
Oh, and then also that that scrub, the
that's the one I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
I have decided that that is my favorite thing that she sent us.
Okay.
So it was the Key Lime Pie Turmeric Sugar Scrub. And it smelled so good.
So good.
And I do feel like it did make my skin feel a lot softer. Now, I used it in tandem with the Mary Mint bath soak, but I think it was the sugar scrub that really did it because it was mostly on the places that I put that I noticed were extra soft and delicious. And the turmeric didn't stain my skin, which I was a little worried about because turmeric does that.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, overall, I really loved it. Basically everything she sent us. I think my only one note, and as you know, we only give notes to things that we actually like.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah. And technically, I've got two notes. But okay. My first note is, I do wish that the cucumber melon room spray had a little bit more scent to it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because it smelled so good, but I feel like I had to spray a lot to really get the scent that I wanted.
I mean, I think that's a pretty fair, yeah.
Right, right.
Like, I want more of what you already have in this product.
Not a bad problem to have.
Yeah.
And then I do wish that the Mary Mint soak would have had a instructions for like how much to put in to your bath. Because it comes with this really cute little wooden scoop. Uh-huh. I did 6 of them. I probably could have done a lot more, but I also wanted to be kind of conservative in case it was like super duper minty or something.
Yeah.
But like, I know when I've had bath soaks before, I would take like basically the whole thing and just dump that in, you know? So I was trying not to be wasteful with the product.
So if you just want to smell great and feel so fresh, so clean, but still have sensitive skin, Crafty Slaughter. And mm-hmm. and Kat, listen, I know I'm a marketing guru, expert. So I came up with 2 different slogans you can have, just free of charge. Crafty Slaughter, LLC. We put the laughter in slaughter.
Okay.
Right? That's good,
right?
Not
bad, not bad.
Yeah. Crafty Slaughter, LLC. When it comes to soap, we're killing it.
Yeah, so that was one thing that I was trying to figure out when I was looking through her stuff. Uh-huh. Like, I thought that it was kind of a, like, kitschy little theme thing. Like, maybe she's really into true crime.
Right,
so
yeah.
she was talking, like, I kind of thought maybe her thing was like, oh, I listen to true crime while I craft, so it's Crafty Slaughter, da-da-da. So I was looking for, like, Jason Voorhees-themed soap names and like, you know, like, oh, Jason's Bubble Bath. But then we found out later that that's just because her last name is Slaughter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah. Which I thought was kind of funny.
Check out Crafty Slaughter. All of the links in this post. Kat, you're awesome. We're going to smell so good thanks to you.
Yeah. Thanks again.
Just found out Stranger Things season 5.
Yes.
Is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's how they're doing it in 3 volumes. Volume 1, November 26th.
Mm-hmm.
That's the day before Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Remember they released the last season. It was on July 4th, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Volume 2 coming December 25th. We all know that's
Christmas.
Yeah. Volume 3, December 31st, New Year's Eve.
So they don't want you to have a watch party with your friends.
That's what we're doing this holiday season.
Yeah. Clearly they're like family only.
We're watching. Yeah. That's yeah. it. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Unless you're having a Friendsgiving, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was kind of interesting. Also, where they're doing these three release dates, does that mean just 3 episodes? 3 sets of episodes?
I think they're calling them volumes. So I wonder if each volume is going to have 2 or 3 episodes?
Right, but I feel like they also do this thing sometimes where they call like episodes a chapter.
Yeah.
So,
top comment know. That it's I weird. Saw, how many billing cycles is this?
Ah, that's a good point.
Top reply, wait until December 31st and it's 1.
Oh, well, that's a good point. but by then you'll have all the spoilers. So you can't win.
One more thing before treat time. Kasia Myers posted this in Life in Pocatello.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, how scary must this have been for Cindy? Don't even know her last name. We didn't get a lot of names because these people weren't reporters.
Okay.
And even the news organizations that shared this story later didn't get the names, get all the names.
Maybe some people want privacy. You never know.
Cindy swerved to avoid a truck or something. A truck ran her off the road and straight into a canal.
Okay, so the opposite of what happened with that semi earlier.
Yeah.
That's terrifying, first of all. That is one of my biggest fears when I drive, especially if I'm driving down a road that has a canal right next to
into it. Into a body of water.
Oh.
I mean, we've heard stories, yeah.
Yeah.
How much water does it take to drown in? Only a couple inches.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I don't know if you remember on our drive to Brushbuck, how I was talking about my fear of heights and how it makes my backside tingle.
As we're going to Jackson Hole through the pass.
Yeah.
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 That was funny.
Oh, cliffs freak me out, man.
Anyway, not to keep you in suspense, 3 dudes jumped in the canal, formed a daisy chain, pulled her out.
That was super cool of them.
I think before the EMTs or whatever could even get there.
Wow. Was she okay? Like, did she have any major... Okay.
She's
like,
okay.
No broken legs or anything crazy like that?
And, yeah, no.
Good.
There was a GoFundMe set up for her, but then the right before we came to the show, it had been taken down, so I don't know what the deal is there.
Weird. Okay.
Anyway, Mason Bates was one of the 3.
Cool.
That you saw the photo of. Nate Lee was another of the 3. And then the third one was Mystery Bro.
Oh.
And that's according to all the news sources.
Oh. What if it was like the Holy Ghost? You know, like the stories. Yeah. Like there are always those stories of like, oh, I was going the wrong way down this thing. And a guy stopped me and he said I was going the wrong way. And I turned around. And when I went to the gas station, they said, oh, you saw Rusky.
He's there. Been dead for 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that.
He goes where he's needed.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mason Bates, Nate Lee, and Mystery Bro. You are IFAF this week. Chris Pie 5. 21 finger gun salute. And chef's kiss.
For being the heroes we need.
Fast thinking, quick acting, tenactin. All right, you snack wagon. It's time to get snacked in the face.
It's treat time. Such a neat time. Better than smelling feet time.
Today we're trying it salted.
It's treat time.
I'm so excited about these, aren't you?
Yes, yes. Oh, you got them. You're doing the Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, was I? Oh, Mike. I hadn't noticed. My bad. Whoops. That's funny. So we do have two of these, but each of these has two in it, as you can see by this.
Oh, yeah.
Nice, Ben. Do you want to just open one and we'll save the other for later?
And snack later.
I love it. I love it so much. I just want to play with it.
It's as floppy as the trolley.
Yeah.
Gummy pops from last episode.
Yeah. Those things were fun, though, huh?
I had no ideas.
Yeah. I will say I've had some guests over and I've offered them one. And the delight that I've gotten from everyone has been just fantastic. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Oh,
wow. Whoa.
There you go.
Okay, so even the...
Yeah, even the outside is salted.
Yeah.
Ooh, I can smell it already. That's like crack cocaine to me.
Is this going to be good?
This is going to be really good. Yeah, we've
like
been
usually
on...
we'll look at it and ponder it and fondle it, but yeah. You want to just have a bite?
I want to go for it. Yeah.
Nope, nobody better leave a finger on my better finger.
Well, we have been in such a salted caramel kick lately. So this seems just so up our alley. Now, we tried to get the Selena Oreos. But they were sold out.
They've got the sign at Target.
Mm-hmm.
No Selena Oreos.
Aw. Better keep our eye out for Selena.
Mm-hmm.
These are so good.
Do I want this to be a little saltier?
I know I do.
I guess after I complete an entire piece, I get enough of the salt to not make that statement. Mm-hmm. But as I'm eating, it's like, I wish I was a little...
Right.
Because honestly, that's one of the fun, if you're going to call it salted caramel, it's got to have that.
It's got to have that
salt. You got to hit me with that salt because it makes any flavor more powerful.
Right.
We've discovered in my lifetime.
right.
I'm sure the ancients knew it too.
Of course.
But.
And soy salt was such a big deal.
Yeah.
I have two ways that you could improve this bar. First off, take some of that Ghirardelli's syrup, put it between the layers, like I said before.
Mm-hmm.
And then also... take some like flake salt and just sprinkle just a little right on top as it's drying so that you get a couple of little crunchies of salt in there.
Because
would that not be so fantastic?
So good. The taste is there. Mm-hmm. Maybe bring your own salt.
Yeah.
If that's important to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's our show. We're going to wrap it up with what's coming up. But while we're doing that, this cute little video of a family helping a family of ducks get across the Target parking lot to the canal.
Which, by the way, how cute. I love little baby ducks.
Oh, my goodness.
This is like the opposite of that really sad video of the ducks in the bear enclosure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, spoiler alert. They make it, and it's a happy family at the end. So here's what's coming up.
Well, this weekend, we only have one big planned event, but then we have a holiday. So the Waterfront Roundup is going to be June 13th at 7 p.m.
Yeah, I saw that. That looks kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a big Western party. They're going to have some high-energy line dancing, mechanical bull, a hover ball, which I don't really know exactly what that means. But
I don't either.
It seems exciting.
Let's find out.
Archery, which I actually really love archery. I have several bows at home. Also, Jay Woods, the star of Farmer Wants a Wife, is going to be there. So if you're a big fan of that, you can go and meet the star.
Okay.
Also, Father's Day is this weekend. So if you haven't already gone out and bought the obligatory tie, now's the time to do it.
Wallet, socks. What do you get the man who has everything? Car wash pass.
Right.
Something to keep it clean.
Yeah.
Something to keep him organized.
Yeah.
All right.
Man, that's tough for my dad who doesn't care about things being clean or organized.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
You get a tie.
Yeah, he doesn't wear a tie either. Although the nice thing is I buy my dad a lot of black shirts because he constantly rips them. So he you know, chews them up and spits them out so fast, but that by the time the next holiday comes around, he needs more. It's very useful.
Without Father's Day, he'd be naked.
Yeah, basically. Next weekend, we have Idaho Falls Retro X 3. I know you've said before that you don't really care about a first annual thing, but now it's a third annual thing.
It's not that I don't care. It's just that sometimes I wait.
Yeah, that's fair.
But we've been to the first, we had the first Retro X on our show, the second, and now the third, which means our 2-year anniversary is like Almost right now, our 100th episode.
It's kind of crazy.
This is 96. Yeah, it's coming up.
Yeah. Now that is going to be going on Friday and Saturday, June 20th and 21st at the Elks Lodge. So go check them out. Last year they had it at that location too, and it was a really great venue for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better than the Parks and Rec building.
Yeah. Not to crap on the Parks and Rec building because it's great, but yeah, it was a little hot and sweaty and muggy. It happens. Now, did you miss Beer Fest? Because if you did, guess what? We got more beer for you. Summer Brew is going to be happening Saturday, June 21st from 5 to 9 at the Broadway Plaza. That's the one between Smoke and Fib and Ribbon Chop House. They're going to have beers, beats, and good vibes.
All right.
Plus, we've got the Summer Solstice Market by Mystic Misfits. That's going to be June 22nd from 12 to 6 at the Holiday Inn and Suites. I really like that they chose that specific time frame because that's the brightest time of the day when vampires don't want to be out and about in the sun. So now they can all flock to the market and hang out there until it gets a little cooler and a little darker.
And the ducks flock to the canal and we're going to flock right off. And we hope you have a great week. Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Toodaloo, my dudes.